More Idaho Matters right now. Next month, the Seven Devils Playwrights Conference will be returning to McCall for the 23rd year, bringing together directors and actors as well as playwrights for 2 weeks of new plays and workshops. And joining us today to talk more about the upcoming conference is Producing Artistic Director Jenny Mahoney. Jenny, welcome to the program. So, Jenny, you're muted. Can you unmute yourself, please?
Here I am.
Okay,
Thank you.
So
much.
No worries. Live radio, it happens. So,
right.
Jenny, how did the Seven Devils Conference get started?
Oh, wow. Well, my husband's family has a cabin in McCall that we've been going to. And I've been a playwright for many years. And I've been a playwright at the National Theater Conference in Connecticut a few years before. And it was just sort of life altering for me to go through this development process that we did there. And McCall is a very artistic community with a lot of great community theater already going on. So somehow all these things sort of came together in my mind one year that we could do something like that in Idaho. It would be a great location and a great community to do this work in. And so I just, you know, really, I think of it as a community built out of a lot of people saying yes to what I'm sure sounded like a totally crazy idea at the time, which was to bring artists from around the country to McCall and work on new plays together.
So as you said, you do bring a lot of different people from all over the country to McCall for this conference. So how exactly does it work?
Well, the first thing that we do is we put out a call for scripts. We get over 600 scripts submitted to us every year from all over the country. And we read all of those scripts cover to cover. And then we choose 4 to 6 of those scripts to work on at the conference. And so once we have those plays, we build a company around that. We hire the actors that we think would be right for working on the plays and the directors and dramaturgs. And then we just fly everybody out. And there are some lovely hosts in McCall who welcome the artists into their homes and put them up for the 2 weeks of the conference. And then once we get to McCall, really we do sort of it's a 27-hour rehearsal process with these plays in which the playwrights are rewriting all of the time. So if you come to see a play at the conference, what you're really seeing is a play that is still in process and that has been rewritten a number of times over the past 2 weeks. In fact, they may even be doing words and language that they just got that day. It's just,
wow.
I always say it's like you're not going to get theater that's any fresher than the theater at Seven Devils.
And if I'm correct, this will be the first year that you'll officially be back in full swing because you had a modified conference last year. So how excited are folks to actually, you know, all be back in person together since the pandemic?
Oh, we're so excited. Last year was smaller, but great. And we could really feel how excited everyone was, even just to be back in a sort of smaller sense. But this year, yeah, it's so exciting. We just can't wait to be back 100% fully in person doing the whole thing.
So tell me a little bit about some of the plays that folks will be seeing as part of the conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's also one of the really exciting things is that we're doing like every night is a different play. So you can come, you know, if you come for the weekend, you're going to see at least 3 different plays. Do you want me to tell you about all of them or pick a few?
Actually, what I'm more curious about is how will this work in the sense of people being able to see the plays? Do you have to be at the conference and participating, or is it open to the public when you're doing the plays?
Oh, it's 100% open to the public. In fact, if you wanted to come watch a rehearsal, you could even do that. So it's open to the public and all of the presentations are all reading. So the actors always have their scripts in their hand, but they're moving around. I mean, if you're coming to see it, it's going to look like any other kind of theater production for the most part, except for the design. And all of the readings are free of charge. So not only can you see it, you can see it for free.
And you have some plays that are written by high school students this year?
Yeah, we've actually been doing our work with the high school students for 23 years. And so every year we do some work with the high school students. This year we're doing something a little bit different, but it's kind of extra exciting for folks who are really interested in how plays happen and how they get made. We're doing an open master class, so it's open to the public, but we're going to be doing the master class with the plays that are written by the students. So we'll be rehearsing their plays and we'll have the actors, directors, and everybody from our company mentoring the high school students who are doing their process with their plays. And we'll do it in the theater in front of an audience for anyone who wants to come see.
And then you also have an internship program for college students. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We try to always be working with interns from the Idaho colleges just because they're great colleges in Idaho and we love working with them. And then occasionally we'll also have students from other colleges around the country. We actually even have an internship scholarship called the Francis Starr Todd Dramaturgy Design Fellowship. And basically, because we're a small company, interns can come in and end up doing work that has a lot of responsibility to it, maybe more than they would get at as a larger company. But they're, I mean, they do some of everything. Sometimes they'll run a board. If we need them to act, they might act. And they'll support the stage management staff and the company management. So they do a little bit of everything.
What's it like for you to see this conference come to life? Because you yourself put so much time and effort into this.
Yeah, it's so, I think this year maybe more than ever the impact of what we're doing, it just feels so great to be able to get together with people in a room and be looking at plays that actually speak to things that are happening right now. It's the greatest thing about theaters, it's so immediate. So we're in the theater seeing these great plays, but because they're in process, one of the things that we do is after each play, there's a talk back in which, the audience tells us what they saw and what they're getting from the play, which is very helpful for the playwright. So we're actually not even just seeing these great plays, we're also having these great public conversations about things like mental health and the environment and, politics and everything that's going on in the world. And I mean, really, like, how hungry are we to be together in a room and talk about things that matter in person? It just seems more important than ever this year to do that.
So
And
how,
it's such a
oh,
great
go ahead.
contribution to the theater,
Right. So how, if folks want to come in and see a reading, see one of the plays, when is this happening? How do folks find out more about it?
Sure. We start with our public programs on June 7th, and our last public program is on the 17th. And you can go to our website, sevendevils.org, and we have a schedule up there along with information about the playwrights and all the other artists who are coming up. And there'll be a schedule there as well. And like I say, it's all free. We don't even take reservations, just come to the theater and we'll be happy to see you.
I have about 1 minute left. So tell me this, what are you most excited about for the conference this year?
I'm most excited about just being in the room with the folks in McCall that we've missed for so long. And the conference is a little bit like Brigadoon. It's sort of like becomes something with between the community and all of the artists that is sort of a magical space that exists for this little moment in time. So I'm just most excited for that sort of Brigadoon quality of being together.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. Nice to have you on the program again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows. It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.